Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
William Penn, according to the World Book Encyclopedia, founded the city of Philadelphia in 1682. It did not take long until Philadelphia became the largest city in North America. Penn was deeply concerned about founding a town which promoted religious freedom. He called the city Philadelphia because the word means brotherly love, and he wanted love to permeate the city. Because so many Quakers settled in Philadelphia, the city was also known as Quaker City. Volume 15, page 320. Does modern Philadelphia deserve the name City of Brotherly Love? Would this not be a better world if every city on earth were truly a city of brotherly love? The Apostle Peter listed brotherly kindness or brotherly love among the Christian graces we must incorporate into our lives. 2 Peter 1, 7. The Greek word is pronounced philadelphia and appears 6 times in the New Testament, although the concept appears many more times than that. 2 of those appearances of the word are in 2 Peter 1, 7. I shall read the other times the word is used in the New Testament. Be kindly affectioned one toward another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans 12:10. But as touching brotherly love, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. Let brotherly love continue. Hebrews 13:1. Finally, the Apostle Peter writes, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. 1 Peter 1:22. What does it mean to love our brothers and sisters? Is telling them we love them adequate? We certainly ought to express our love for one another, but that alone does not prove our love. John explained that idea when he wrote, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:18. Just in case we might not understand what John was saying, he furnishes us with an illustration. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. But whoso has this world's goods, and sees his brother have need and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how does the love of God dwell in him? 1 John 3:16 and 17. Does our love for other human beings extend even to those who are out of Christ? In other words, are we obligated to love the alien sinner? There really is no doubt about it. But what if two people need help, and we are able to help only one? Does a member of the church take precedence over outsiders? Fortunately, we are not left to our own imagination to answer that question. Paul charged the Galatian Christians, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of the faith. Galatians 6:10. All men in this powerful teaching means every human being with whom we come in contact. Does that include our enemies? Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:20 through 21. Feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, visiting those who are sick and those in prison are God-ordained means of showing brotherly love. But do we really show love for people when we feed and care for their bodies and neglect their souls? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.